This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare in a 1963 performance with Rex Harrison and Rachel Roberts. Virtue and justice triumph, evil is punished, and love conquers all in these final scenes.
Is this the monument of Leonardo?
It is, my lord.
Done to death by slanderous tongues was the hero that here lies. Death in guerdon of her wrongs gives her fame which never dies. So the life that died with shame lives in death with glorious fame. Hang now there upon the tomb, praising her when I am dumb. Now, music sound, and sing your solemn hymn.
Pardon, goddess of the night.
Pardon, goddess of the night.
Thy bones, good night. Yearly will I do this rite.
Good morrow, masters. Put your torches out. The wolves have prayed. And look, the gentle day before the wheels of Phoebus. Round about dapples the drowsy east with spots of grey. Thanks to you all and leave us. Fare you well.
Good morrow, master. Each his several way.
Come, let us hence and put on other weeds. And then to Leonardo's we will go.
And Hymen now is luckier as you speak than this, for whom we rendered up this world.
Did I not tell you she was innocent?
So are the prince and Claudio, who accused her upon the error that you heard debated. But Margaret was in some fault for this, although against her will, as it appears the true course of all the Christians.
Well, I'm glad that all things sought so well.
And so am I, being else by faith enforced to call young Claudio to a reckoning for it.
Well, daughter, and you gentlewomen all, withdraw into a chamber by yourselves. And when I send for you, come hither masked.
Oh.
The prince and Claudio promised by this hour to visit me. You know your office, brother. You must be father to your brother's daughter and give her to young Claudio.
Which I will do with confirmed countenance.
Friar, I must entreat your pains, I think.
To do what, Signor?
To bind me, or undo me, one of them. Signor Leonardo, truth it is, good Signor, your niece regards me with an eye of favour.
That eye my daughter lent her, tis most true.
And I do with an eye of love requite her.
The sight whereof I think you had from me, from Claudio and the prince. But what's your will?
Your answer, sir, is enigmatical. But for my will is your good will may stand with ours this day to be conjoined in the estate of honourable marriage, in which, good friar, I shall desire your help.
My heart is with your liking.
And my help. Here comes the prince and Claudio.
Good morrow to this fair assembly.
Good morrow. Good morrow, prince. Good morrow, Claudio. We here attend you. Are you yet determined today to marry with my brother's daughter?
I'll hold my mind were she an Ethiopian.
Call her forth, brother. Here's the friar ready.
Good morrow, Benedick. Why, what's the matter that you have such a February face, so full of frost, of storm, and cloudiness?
I think he thinks upon the savage bull. Tosh, fear not, man. We'll tip thy horns with gold, and all Europa shall rejoice at thee, as once Europa did at lusty Jove when he would play the noble beast in love.
Bull Jove, sir, had an amiable low. And some such strange bull leaped your father's cow and got a calf in that same noble feat. Much like to you, for you have just his bleat.
This I owe you.
Here comes other reckoning.
Which is the lady I must seize upon?
The same is she, and I do give you her.
Why then, she's mine.
Sweet, let me see your face.
No, that you shall not, till you take her hand before this friar and swear to marry her.
Give me your hand before this holy friar. I am your husband, if you like of me.
And when I lived, I was your other wife. And when you loved, you were my other husband.
Another hero?
Nothing certainer. One hero died defiled, but I do live. And surely as I live, I am a maid.
The former hero? Hero?
She died, my lord, but whilst her slumber lived.
All this amazement can I qualify. When after the holy rites are ended, I'll tell you largely of fair hero's death. Meantime, let wonder seem familiar, and to the chapel let us present.
Stop there, friar. Which is Beatrice?
I answer to that name. What is your will?
Do not you love me?
Why, no. No more than reason.
Why, then your uncle and the prince and Claudio have been deceived, for they swore you did.
Do not you love me?
No more than reason.
Why, then my cousin, Margaret, and Ursula are much deceived. They did swear you did.
They swore you were almost sick for me.
They swore that you were well nigh dead for me.
'Tis no such matter. Then you do not love me.
No, truly, but in friendly recompense.
Come, cousin, I'm sure you love the gentleman.
And I'll be sworn upon that he loves her, for here's a paper written in his hand, a halting sonnet of his own pure brain, fashioned to Beatrice.
And here's another written in my cousin's hand, stolen from her pocket, containing her affection unto Benedict.
Oh, a miracle! Here's our own hands against our hearts. Come, I will have thee. But by this light, I take thee for pity.
I would not deny you. But by this good day, I yield upon great persuasion. And partly to save your life, for I was told that you were in a consumption.
Peace, I will stop your mouth.
How dost thou, Benedick, the married man?
I'll tell thee what, prince. A college of witcrackers cannot flout me out of my humor. Dost thou think I care for a satire or an epigram? No. If a man will be beaten with brains, he shall wear nothing handsome about him. In brief, since I do purpose to marry, I will think nothing to any purpose the world can say against it, and therefore never flout at me for what I have said against it. For man is a giddy thing, and this is my conclusion.
For thy part, Claudio, I did think to have beaten thee, but in that thou art like to be my kinsman, live on rues, and love my cousin.
I had well hoped thou wouldst have denied, Beatrice, that I might have cudgelled thee out of thy single life to make thee a double dealer, which out of question thou wilt be if my cousin do not look exceedingly narrowly to
thee. Come, Beatrice, let's have a dance ere we're married. We may lighten our own hearts and our wives' heels.
We'll have dancing afterwards.
First of my word, therefore play music. Prince, thou art sad. Get thee a wife. Get thee a wife. There's no staff more reverend than one tipped with horns.
Lord, your brother John is ta'en in flight, brought with armed men back to Messina.
Think not on him till tomorrow. I'll devise thee brave punishments for him. Strike up, pipers!
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214, or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.